North Dakota is not widely known for its hog production, currently producing anywhere from 100,000 to 150,000 hogs. North Dakota Livestock Alliance Executive Director Amber Bashan says actually, this is the top selling point to boost hog production in North Dakota.
You cannot put a price tag on biosecurity. It is the most valuable asset to any hog producer. So here in the state of North Dakota, we can put 15 miles between hog facilities without breaking a sweat.
The local agriculture industry would like to see more growth in the livestock sector. It's not a new concept, but Bashan says something in the air has changed the last few years.
The industry is coming together and saying, we want this. You know, the crop producers, the crop organizations, they want to see their food that is being produced, their feed for the animals being produced in the state, fed here in the state to animals. We want to capture that value added.
Reducing feed costs by using locally crushed soybean meal may provide an incentive. In the last 4 months, there have been groundbreaking ceremonies at two future soy crush facilities in North Dakota, including Green Bison Soybean Processing in Spiritwood. President Mike Keller says the facility will produce north of 1 million short tons of soybean meal each year.
Interest is to not only grow the domestic market for animal egg production, but also focus on export activities in different regions of the world.
In the meantime, North Dakota Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Nancy Johnson says there are barriers to overcome to help pique the interest of hog production for local producers. The Hog Conference in Fargo on Wednesday focused on the ways to overcome those hurdles. A hog operation requires permitting. It's also a high investment.
Determining what lenders are looking at, how can they put capital into an animal ag operation is one of the places that both the NDLA and we are looking, just again to make it a little easier, not to have to go searching for the money. We certainly have an amazing opportunity for expansion, and that really is an economic development opportunity for rural North Dakota.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.